BBC News with Marion Marshall. Funerals have taken place in the Pakistani city of Peshawar for some of those who died in an attack carried out by Taliban militants on a school. More than 140 people died in the siege, as well as seven militants. In the main city, Karachi, candlelit vigils were held to protest against the killings. Among those who attended was a leader of the MQM party, Faisal Sabzwari. He said it was time to hunt down the Taliban.
Today we have seen the worst, when every innocent Pakistani's eye have tears, when every single Pakistani is feeling the pain of those parents. And we demand from the government, we demand from this state, we must act against these Taliban and fanatics, because they have been coming after our kids, we should go after them.
A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban said the attack on the military-run school was a response to anti-militant offensives in North Waziristan and the Khyber region. The Afghan Taliban, who have close links with the Pakistani Taliban, have criticized the attack on the school in Peshawar. Here's our World Affairs correspondent, Mike Waldridge.
The Afghan Taliban are currently stepping up their own attacks in Afghanistan and share roots with the Pakistani Taliban. They usually share the same ideology too. But the spokesman for the Afghan Taliban, Zabihullah Mujahid, said that they were sending their condolences to the families of the children killed in the Peshawar attack and shared their sadness. The spokesman said the killing of innocent women and children was un-Islamic, and everyone should, as he put it, be careful with it.
The White House says that President Barack Obama is expected to tighten sanctions on Russia over its activities in Ukraine by the end of the week. The announcement came as the Russian currency suffered its sharpest one-day fall since the financial crisis of 1998. The U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, said the sanctions could be lifted within days if President Putin made the right choices in Ukraine. The White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, said the sanctions were working.
We're now starting to see, as is clear from the extraordinary action that was taken by the Russian government overnight to dramatically increase the interest rate, as an indication that the bite on the Russian economy is only becoming stronger. And ultimately, though, it will be up to President Putin to decide whether or not these economic costs are worth it to him and are worth it to the Russian people.
The former Republican governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, has said he's looking into running for president of the United States in 2016. The 61-year-old son of former President George Bush and younger brother of George W. Bush used social media to say that he's decided to actively explore the possibility of running for the top job. But a spokeswoman says he'll make a final decision next year after gauging support. World News from the BBC. Sweden has asked the United Nations to reopen an inquiry into the death of the former UN Secretary-General Dag Hammarskjöld. He died in September 1961 after his plane went down in Zambia, what was then Northern Rhodesia. Previous investigations have failed to confirm the cause of the crash. Last year, a UN panel concluded there was evidence the aircraft was subjected to some form of attack or threat before it came down. The Ugandan army has admitted that 1,000 members of the former Congolese rebel group, the M23, have fled, just as soldiers were about to repatriate them. The M23 was defeated by the Congolese army, backed by UN soldiers, last year, and many of the rebels had taken refuge at a military training school in western Uganda. Apple has won an antitrust lawsuit in California over the software used on its iPod music players. A group of consumers had launched a multi-million-dollar class action suit 10 years ago, arguing that Apple was unfairly blocking competition by restricting iPod users to buy music from the Apple Store. Apple argued that the software provided necessary security protection. U.S. space scientists say they've uncovered new evidence suggesting that there may once have been life on Mars. They say that NASA's Mars rover, Curiosity, has sent data back to Earth, indicating the presence of low levels of methane. Jonathan Amos reports.
More than 90% of the methane in Earth's atmosphere, constituting billions of tons, comes from microbes like those in the digestive systems of animals. Researchers have hung on to the hope that the molecule's detection at Mars might also indicate a presence of life. Curiosity's supersensitive instrumentation has now found very low levels of the gas in the planet's air. But scientists stress they're still a long way from tracking down its source. While biology is certainly one explanation, simple geological activity within the planet cannot be discounted.
BBC News.